Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are President of the Alliance for Political Asylum Seekers, Maury Castro, and member of the Alliance, Charlotte Lipson, bridging the community with a presentation of the film A Better Life, which will be presented at Alma de Arte Charter School Saturday, March 10th at 5 p.m. Hello.
Hi.
And Mr. Custer, tell me a little bit about yourself. How is it you're involved with this alliance?
A little bit of myself. I'm retired. I've been retired for a number of years. I was a state administrator for the Department of Education. However, when my parents came to this country many years ago, and they immigrated from Mexico. And so I was born into a family of migrants. And I grew up with... exposed to a number of issues and problems that associated with that. So I'm very much attuned to what's happening. I'm very apprised of the political issues involved, the social issues involved, especially the political hot potato it's turned out to be.
What has turned out to be a hot potato?
Immigration, basically. Immigration is a big one, but the other one is, of course, the asylum seekers coming to this country because they're fearing for their lives. And the situation is getting worse and better in their country. The government is not helping much. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's part of the problem instead of part of the solution. So that's one big issue. The other one is immigration itself. In this country, a lot of Americans reject these people coming in from Mexico, in particular for basic fear that they have. And it's becoming one of the biggest minority groups and are going to be a force to reckon with politically. They're going to be a power right now. For example, they're considered critical to either Republicans or Democrats that are running for president. So it is critical. So a lot of fear has to do with the immigration, and a lot of them wouldn't like to see the extending the power to that group, primarily because most of them turn out to be Democrats when they come to this country.
And what does the Alliance do? Can you explain a little bit of what the Alliance for Political Asylum Seekers do?
The Alliance started out basically to help one individual and his son, Emilio Gutierrez Soto, and his son Oscar, who had been here for over 3 years seeking political asylum after they were threatened by the government for writing stories that didn't suit them. They came here and they were arrested and they were thrown in prison for 8 months. And after 8 months, they've been seeking political asylum. They're here legally living Las Cruces. Again, we empathize and sympathize with them. They've gone through a lot of hardships. And we decided to band together as a group to assist that family. Once we started that process going, we decided to expand the service to other people seeking political asylum. Unfortunately, we haven't got, we got some organizational issues. So we're now in the process of getting a 501c3 status. And also, we are a legal organization now in position to be of help to Emilio, his family, and to others like him.
And how does this film then that just came out actually at the awards, the Academy Awards, they even nominated the actor Demian Bishin. And tell me about how the film is related to this and how showing it will help your project.
You want to call it synchronicity? You want to call it serendipity? At any rate, it came at the right time, at the right place. It's very, very connected. I'm sure Emilio and his son, Oscar, relate to the two characters in the movie. What happens if we, like I say, we're in the throes of reorganizing and we're in need of funding to continue our work. So this is a vehicle for us to raise funds, is to use this film to sell some of the videos, if you will, that were facilitated to us at a very reasonable price from people that Emilio knows in Hollywood. And so again, it's a fundraising thing that we have, but it's got multiple benefits, if you will.
Well, why don't we talk now with Charlotte Lipson? She's a member of the Alliance for the Political Asylum Seekers. How did you get involved?
I don't remember. I'm a political activist and involved in a lot of activities here in Las Cruces, and I am concerned about Emilio Gutierrez and his son. Emilio was a respected journalist for El Diario in Juarez, and he has been treated shamefully waiting and waiting to get political asylum here. It makes no sense that somebody whose life and his son's life were threatened that they should have to wait so long. He's been here almost 4 years, working very hard, taking odd jobs, doing catering, learning English. His son is doing very well in the community college, and we want to support him.
And how will this support, what will this support do as well?
Well, we're hoping that his case will be adjudicated soon. We've written letters and petitions. Amnesty International has gotten involved. Right now, we're waiting to see what happens at his next court date, which is in May.
And what do you hope that the public who comes out to see the film and to learn about the asylum, that they will learn about?
They will see the humanity that's involved, that people come here for a better life and not to take away jobs or to live on the dole. These are very hardworking people who have left because they had to. Just now, a family of 10 has come across, many of whom were murdered recently, and they are seeking asylum and living here in Las Cruces.
Well, Mr. Castro, you had something you'd like to say?
Again, well, the focus of our mission is to help Emilio and others like him. There's a bigger scope of our mission. For example, we want to raise public awareness for others like Emilio, and not only others like Emilio, for the whole issue of immigration. We want to bring awareness. We want to raise consciousness. We want to make it possible for that people around the country understand really the issues. Now, this film here puts a face on the issue of immigration. Some people don't seem to care too much until they see something like this, how it affects a family at the very core, and how they can relate to that.
Again, this film will be shown at Alma de Arte, presenting A Better Life, directed by Chris Weitz. Every father wants more for his son. It's A Better Life. And this was nominated Best Actor Academy Award, Demian Bashir. And the film has a lot to tell us at the Alma de Arte Charter School on Saturday, March the 10th at 5 o'clock at 402 West Court Avenue. With a suggested donation, and there will be some videos for sale as well at the door. Anything else anyone would like to say?
Just one point on the sale of the videos. I checked it out on the internet, and the price ranges from $15 plus shipping and so forth to $25 for the same video. I think Amazon has it for $25. Now, we're letting the public the opportunity to get this wonderful film, which incidentally hits at the very, very base of your being by watching this thing. It's very emotional. I guarantee you they'll have a treasure they can enjoy over and over again. So they're getting a big, big bargain, and they're getting something that's really worthwhile for them and their families.
Charlotte?
I'd like to say that the director of the film, Chris Weitz, and the little boy who stars in the movie will be available via Skype to be interviewed at the film showing. Chris Weitz is a well-known Hollywood director, and he directed one of my favorite movies about a boy starring Hugh Grant. One now sees it occasionally on TV. I really love that movie.
So we look forward then to panel discussion as well. And some of the presenters, Olga Pedrosa, City Councilor, District 3 of Las Cruces, Carlos Marentes, Border Agricultural Workers Project, El Paso, Vicky Galbeca, ACLU, New Mexico Regional Center for Border Rights, and of course the guest speaker, Ruben Garcia from Casa Anunciacion del Paso. And so this will be a bilingual format, both Spanish and English.
It will be bilingual. We'll hear from Emilio, of course, and he will talk about his predicament, as well as the other people you've just mentioned, Emily.
I can't think of anything else. But, thank you very much for having us here and the opportunity to present this thing. I think we can't go wrong. We will continue this path. I think our mission is going to be accomplished. I feel very, very confident that the movie, the review at the Alma de Artes is going to be a tremendous success, and I hope to see everybody there.
Okay, thank you very much. Muchas gracias.